Please take your seats. School is now in session.
Welcome to Homeschooled Podcast.
Homeschooled.
The Homeschooled Podcast. Why? Because he was homeschooled.
It's time to document the journey.
Welcome back to Homeschooled Podcast. I'm Augustino Zoida. Thank you guys for tuning back in. We know you got a lot of options for podcasts, so we really appreciate it. And I'm excited to have on this guest. We have a guest today, comedian, very funny comedian, Ronnie Ray is here. Not Ronnie Ray. Dude, why did I call you Ronnie Ray? Dude, my brain is like all over the place that I got it right and thought I fucked up. I was like, and I also haven't seen you in so long. Okay. I was like, wait, is Ronnie Ray right? Hilarious, dude. Ronnie Ray, I haven't seen you in forever, so I'm glad that you're on. Before we begin, I'd like to remind everybody about some tour dates I got coming up. I don't know if anybody listens to this that's in Dubai. I'm in Dubai May 12th through the 21st. I have some shows out there in addition to the Dubai Comedy Festival I've been invited to do, so that's going to be fun. But besides that, I will be in Salt Lake City, Utah on June 5th, and I will also be in Austin, Texas on the 11th and 12th of June. So guys, you can get tickets at homeschooledpod.com. Click on tour. And this episode is also brought to you by NetView. NetView makes products that you can place around your home and keep an eye on your pets. I know you guys have seen a lot of products like this, but this is affordable. You know, it's like you got not hidden cameras, but you got cameras around your house where it makes it so affordable. You can put one in each room when you leave if you want to keep an eye on your pets and things like that. I found out about them because I got them for my dog when he wasn't feeling well and I was on the road a lot and stuff. I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep an eye on this dude, see how he's doing when I'm gone. And guys, it works. For the price, I couldn't believe it. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to tell you guys the truth. Like, I did not go with the expensive one. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get the least expensive one. And that's how I found out about it. I'm like, this product is great. And click the link in the description and get it right now, guys. They're having sales all the time. And, I mean, you can get yourself a camera that you can, you know, keep an eye on, you know, your kid, your pets, and it's through an app in your phone. You can always just pop it open and see what's going on in your house. So check it out. It's NetView, and it is affordable, guys. So check the link in the description. Also, this episode is brought to you by MasterClass, which allows you to take a class on just about any subject that you might be interested in from the comfort of your own home and the convenience of your own schedule. I've been with MasterClass for a long time. They're my favorite sponsors just because I love what they represent, and it no longer gives anybody excuses not to go ahead and pursue something that you want to do. If you want to learn something, educate yourself on something, or you don't really know where to begin on this thing you always wanted to start it, they got a class for it. There's comedy classes, writing, acting. I mean, if you want to learn how to play guitar, it's all on there. You can take a course on just about anything. So normally it's $90 per course, but if you click the link in the description, you can sign up to have access to the entire website and take as many courses as you want, and for $180. So it's just, if you were going to take two, it's a no-brainer to do that. And maybe share it with a friend, you know, go halvesies on it. One of you guys are into comedy, the other one's into, you know, they want to learn how to be a director or a cook or something like that. MasterClass is the way to go. Click the link in the description. All right. We got all the ads out of the way. Dude, Ronnie Ray, man.
That's a lot of ads.
Dude.
Old damn show right there. Well, good night.
You don't age also. Man? Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Well, it's the light in my face.
I was like, bro, you don't age. You look exactly how last time I saw you, like 8 years ago.
Oh, man. Since I moved back, I gained like 80 pounds.
Did you really?
I gained 80 pounds and I lost like 30 of them.
Okay.
So I'm working my way back down. I'll be 47 this year, so.
When did you lose the 30? Like recently?
The past year and a half. I worked out, but I was still eating bad. I just figured out the code to eat different and like count your calories and shit. So I just been on that path for like 2-3 weeks, and it's like, oh, we lost this. Wake up and go to the gym now. I didn't like going to the gym with the pandemic at first.
Yeah, going to the gym in general, I never liked it. It's like, it's a whole like ritual you got to get into. But I mean, I do it now. I mean, yeah, dude, you knew me back then when I was like bigger too. I was like 250 at one point, and then I lost a lot. I got down to like 170, and then
I remember that.
Yeah, man. I told myself I would never go over 200 pounds again. And during pandemic, I got pretty darn close, bro. I got pretty close, dude. And I was like, I got to put a stop to this. So, like, I've been eating right and like, working out 5 days a week. And I'm like, cruising at, like, 185 right now, which is kind of, like, a good place.
It's hard to eat different here. I live alone. I finally moved out. I told you I moved back here. I moved back here to help my grandmother. She passed away a year ago today.
Oh, really?
Today. So, but living over there and being, she was, bedridden and unable to speak. So she around 24 hours a day, somebody had to be there. So sitting in the house all day, I got paid to be there with her the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So being there, my mom would come in, and my mom, the food pimp, like every restaurant in Chicago I've had past 7 years, at least 5 days a week. So the weight accumulated from that, and I'm like, "Yo!" And then I got four agents here, and they're like, "Well, you didn't get it. You wasn't the size on the resume you said you was on this." So I'm like, okay. My mom would come in. We would come with random cakes, and you know, everything bad for your diet.
Yeah.
So like, I live alone now, so there's no excuse. So I slowed down the drinking and all that stuff. So yeah, I'm a different man with like two, 3 years from now. So I'd be down to my size I was when I met you, probably in the next 4 or 5 months.
This May will be 2 years I haven't eaten meat. I stopped eating meat 2 years ago.
Oh, shit. Okay.
But I do. I'm a pescatarian, so I do fish.
Oh, okay.
So I still eat fish.
No,
I just
no chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. Fish is the only animal I'll eat if you want to count it as an animal. So. But I'll tell you what, dude. It helped lose weight for a little while, but then I actually gained more weight. Because I started going like, okay, when you go out to eat, it's very limited on what you can eat, and you'll start to have stuff that you really shouldn't have. Like, instead of meat, I just had, like, every time I go out, I order French fries, like, you know, or you know, nacho fries or whatever. You know, there's all kinds of stuff you can get. And when you travel, too, it's like if you don't have meat, that you can't eat anything. Like, I went to Texas, and everything's barbecue. So it's like, what do you guys have that's not meat? They're like something deep fried. Like we got, if they have a vegetable, they deep fry it. So
deep fried salad. Yeah.
It's very easy to not eat healthy if you don't eat meat. So I got to watch it with that too, but I've been doing okay. is that the reason you moved back home, was to take care of your grandma the first time?
Yeah.
Wow.
I went through a breakup with my lady. Mm-hmm. I was still staying there. I stayed there for like a year. And then it happened a year, me and my lady about to break up. So I thought about it then, but I'm like, I'm going to stay. And then I found out they needed help. So I came back and helped out. So I've been here ever since. And I tried to do the comedy stuff here. But I still do it. Now I'm saying I'm just older. You know what I mean? So I can't run me through the bullshit no more. So it's like.
Yeah. No, I follow you on social media. I still see you doing shows.
Right. But it was just different. You know, I learned how to make money here doing comedy. So I get asked that question all the time. Are you coming back to LA? I'm like,
Yeah, for what?
I'm not paying to get on stage no more.
I'm getting paid to go. Like, yeah.
I don't do 5 minutes. I don't do 7. They're like, man, you want to rock 20 real quick or 30. You know, like, oh, shit, we're doing. So, like, why go back there? But, you know, the camaraderie, I miss that out of everything. Like, guys like you and, you know, Tony Beck and Ron G, all those guys.
Oh,
like,
man, yeah.
I miss hanging out with them guys and you guys, period. So,
man, we had some good times, dude. You were always, you know, super nice dude and great to just have around because, you know, 1,000 comics came in and out of there. That, you know, a lot of them are douchebags. You know what I mean? And I mean, you're always cool to have around, dude. But yeah, like,
thanks, man.
I mean, everybody left LA anyway. Right now.
Yeah, I look at it now like, oh, I'm back at home. Where you at? You know, I come out there and do the show. Well, you know, remember Munch? I don't know if you know Munch. Yeah. Drive it through. You go do a show with me? I'm like, okay, skip it.
Yeah.
We did a brewery. You know what I mean? East Illinois area.
Yeah.
And he brought a microphone. He coming from Atlanta. He came from Atlanta that day to do that show that night. And I'm like, yo, that's incredible. He drove 13 hours to do that show for pretty much no money, but he's the guy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I ain't gonna knock it. I'm like, I don't know if I can do that. That really shined a light on me. Like, I don't know if I want to do comedy like that. But that's because he did that show. He drove to Kansas, did three, drove back to Atlanta, did one, then went to Miami. Then the next weekend, he drove up to Ohio. So you do the mileage on that. And I'm like, whoa, okay. No, I got to think a little better than that.
That's too much driving for me. But yeah, man, I've been doing similar stuff. I've been doing a lot of breweries lately, like that. The one in Salt Lake City that I got coming up, that's a brewery. And then at the end of June, I got Paso Robles. That's a brewery I'm doing. You know, I mean, Paso I'll drive because it's only 3 hours. But I mean, Salt Lake City, I'm flying. You know, I'm taking. Les Jennings, or you might know him as LJ. Remember LJ, big buff.
His name on one.
What's that?
ELJAYE. From Chicago.
He is from Chicago. That's right. That's right. I forgot. LJ. Yeah. So he's
Les
going with
Jennings
me.
Is his name?
Yeah. His name is Les Jennings.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, he's from Chicago. We did a lot of shows together.
Yeah. He's older now too, bro. He's like, bro, I'm going to start using my real name.
You're like, this is Les Jennings. Who the hell is that? Oh, what's up, man?
I'm still not used to it.
He hollered at me when he in town, man. He did the Laugh Factory with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was in town and he did the show with me.
He's a good dude and he's funny, man. So, yeah, I'm taking him with me to Salt Lake City. And it's like, dude, we'll fly in for the day. Same thing, dude. We'll fly in that day, do the show. I'll probably, you know, fly back the next day, you know.
Was that an agency thing or that was something that you set up?
It's something that I set up. So it's just, you know.
Send out your avail as soon as I want to do a show type of shit.
I try to, I mean, dude, I'll go anywhere. I'll play anywhere. You know, I remember reading about this a long time ago. It was like an old article that I think it was about Doug Stanhope was saying, like, to the comedy clubs, we don't need you if you don't need us. You know, like, if you're not going to book us, I'm going to work. And
I heard it's
happening again, dude. Like, you know, if the comedy clubs don't want to book me, that's fine. And I'm not saying all comedy clubs. There's some great clubs that book me, and I really appreciate it. But there's some that, like, I'll reach out to you first. You'll have heavy recommendations for me, and you still kind of, like, won't answer my emails or give me a date. Then I'll just go, like, okay. Then I'm going to come to your neighbor. Dude, Sacramento Club. I won't say the name of the club, but you can imagine. There's only, like, two. The Sacramento Comedy Club. You know, I've showcased for them 3 times, crushed every time. They make me showcase. They make me drive 6 hours for free to go showcase. And they go, if we like you, we'll headline you. I showcase, I bury their headliner, and it's like, I can't get you to answer my email. So I go, okay. So I did a brewery in their same neighborhood, sold out 4 shows. And it's like, if you guys don't want to fuck around anymore, then that's fine. You know? So I'm doing it for now, and we'll see. Trying to build something.
No, keep doing it. Always have that in your pocket, man. I was sitting there writing out my schedule today, like, okay, I don't want to rely on them giving me anything. Like, like I said, we've been in the game for a long time. We know better. So we have credits. Like, use it. Like, hey, man, we'll put a show out there. Boom. Okay, well, this is what I want. Can you give me that? We'll be there.
Yeah.
We'll promote it, whatever the hell you got. And some people, they want entertainment, especially now.
Yeah. So, there's some people that are ready to go out, and there's nothing really happening. And so some venues are willing to let you throw a show there or willing to book entertainment. And it's not bad, dude. I mean, the pay's not, you know, you're not making gold. You know what I mean? But if you can
get something, man. Like,
you can come home with
something for your art.
Yeah. You make a little profit.
I don't know if you want to tell people how much it is, but we'll talk about it later. But you make something from where we're from.
Yeah,
I didn't know shit about getting paid until I went on a triple run, and that sacrifice shit. Like, yo, we went up there. I was just happy to be on the road, but I'm not getting paid. I barely, if I broke even, that was a good time.
Exactly. See, these things that I'm doing, man, I'm coming back with profit, and so after I take care of my flight and the comic I bring with me's flight, And, you know, if I bring a comic with me that's cool with sharing a hotel, I'll get two beds. If you're cool, it's one night, dude. Just crash. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you're cool with that, it's like, what's the big deal? You know what I mean? Like, we're, after all expenses, we'll both make a little, you know, couple hundred bucks. And right now, it's just about just building your name and getting out there,
Making your worth.
Yeah.
Building up your worth, man. And that's when the clubs are called.
It's a different time, man. I
know you work with some heavy hitters, man. So yeah. It's like, you got recommendations up the ass. So why?
Yeah. You know, dude, and I just did a podcast on this subject a couple of weeks ago about how, you know, you, like you said, I worked with some heavy hitters, and the idea is that I'll open for them. The club will see me. They'll start throwing me some work, too. They'll see I'm a good comic, right? And I'm not saying, like, book me back to headline. Maybe throw me some feature work. You can see I feature. And it just didn't happen. Like, I opened for Joey Diaz for probably 6-7 years. And it never really happened. And I'd email the club, and I'd be like, hey, remember you saw me last week with Joey Diaz? You guys got any feature or MC work you can throw me? And they'd be like, nothing, dude. It's like, no reply. And there was a time where everybody was blowing up from podcasts. Like, Joey blew up from podcasts. It was like the beginning of Rogan, right? And the clubs were just looking at the guy who can sell out rooms because of podcasts or their fame or whatever. But they weren't really looking for new up-and-coming talent, you know? They weren't having their eye open anymore because they were greedy. Like, all we got to do is book one of these guys and we'll sell out, don't matter who opens.
Right.
So,
because I learned that, you know, it ain't about your talent. It ain't none of that.
Yeah.
You packed this building.
Mm-hmm.
You packed this building. Like, when I saw what's the girl? Johnson.
Angela Johnson? Yeah.
The pretty chick, the former cheerleader.
Yeah.
I saw her story on how when she did that one bit on Comedy Time.
Yes.
The
nail salon bit. Yeah.
Opened it for somebody, and they were like, the headliner came out, boo, get her back. You know what I'm saying? So they wanted to see her. She became a headliner from that. It's like, I ain't
from
even
that one bit.
Time yet.
I know.
She worked it, though. So it's all about what the people want.
Yeah, totally, dude. And you know, there are some clubs, like, I don't know if you ever play the House of Comedies. They have several clubs in the US and Canada, but it's owned by a husband and wife, and the wife kind of is the talent coordinator, and like, I really like them, dude. Like, she has always, like, that guy's funny, like, you ain't shit right now, but I know you're funny. And she'll throw me work, feature work. She even let me headline one, you know, a couple times, and she's like, She believes in talent, and if you're nice to them, when they do blow up, they're going to remember you, you know?
Right.
It's very rare to find that.
You've seen people that came up after you, right? And not to be an asshole. I'm here. I'm not there no more.
Yeah.
But if I would have came back, I don't think I would ever stop comedy, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this. If I would have moved back in and became a plumber, and I had to look at TV and I had to look at social media and all these people that came after me, it ain't no slight against them, it's on me. Like, damn, I could have just kept going.
Yeah.
So as long as this is happening, I can never stop doing comedy.
Yeah, absolutely, like, dude, I'm with you.
It can happen. Just gotta stay in there.
How did you deal with the pandemic? And, like, I imagine, obviously, I don't know about Chicago, but, like, pretty much everywhere you couldn't really get on stage, right? For a year?
Yes. Thursday was my fourth show.
This last Thursday?
Last Thursday was my fourth show since last year, since the pandemic.
Damn. Nothing, dude. You couldn't go out and do nothing.
The first show back was in August. It was the day Chadwick Boseman died.
Mm.
Show after that, I did in February. I did in February, then I did in March, and I just did this one Thursday. So, but then this weekend I got 3 within like 5 days.
It's coming. Yeah, it's picking up, dude. But
yeah, and I just got a call to do a show in Aurora too.
Nice, man. Yeah, LA had crazy lockdowns too. I mean, we still do. It's still not. So what's it like over there right now? Like, is there indoor seating?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't be outside when it might drop to 10 degrees, so you got to make sure you got this shit open. Indiana's been open for a long time. Wisconsin's been open. So people been going up there, but they just opened the major spots, Laugh Factory and Zany's, probably like about 2 months ago.
Okay.
And they've been not, I think like 60%.
Yeah.
People. Yeah. I think Zany's only fit 100. So they got 60 seats in there now.
Okay.
Always, it's a small ass club, man. So
I did a show.
You can sell out like hopefully my show sells out on the 4th. But I'm going to be real pissed if it doesn't because we have limited seating.
Where is it going to be?
People come back. Zany's on.
At Zany's?
Yeah.
Okay.
$100 a comedy. Yeah.
It's May 4th.
I don't know when you're coming out. This is our first time talking in about 7 years.
So.
Yeah. Jeremy Scipio's been here. Willie Mack's been here.
Oh, okay.
Lance Allen's been here.
Nice. Dude, where's Lance Allen been?
He's here. He flies back and forth because he still does Conan.
Oh, really?
Conan O'Brien, but he's out in the suburbs here.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I haven't seen him in a minute.
He's here. He had a new baby and shit.
So did he really?
Yeah, he got married.
Oh, nice. Good for him.
Yeah.
And I just had Scipio on that table read thing that I was doing. He just did that.
Young brother.
Yeah, dude, he's good. He's great, dude. I love Scipio. I've known Scipio as long as I've known you. He's a good dude.
Yeah. Y'all came around at the same time.
May 4th is what? What day of the week is that?
That's a Tuesday.
Tuesday, so they give you a one nighter. You go and you try to just pack it out. 60 seats.
You say you want to do it weekly with me, and I'm like, nice. Yeah, okay. I'm like, well, give me some other days. No, you got to knock this one out first, and then you go. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, it made me think some. I'm like, you want to really do this? Because that's a lot of commitment and
yeah,
a lot of calls to comics you don't really like. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, why are you calling me? Like, so I have somebody else deal with that booking stuff. But
everybody wants to start their show weekly. And then what's going to happen is it eventually will get cut to monthly. But it's like, I say start monthly, build to weekly.
Yeah, I do. If he gives that away to me now, I'm thinking about it. He's telling me, I'm like, whoa, I'm weekly. If he does it, I'd say give me through the summer. Just give me one show a month until probably September. And if the vibe is right and, you know, the value goes up because we're doing videos, I got my podcast stuff, and just build up the brand. And then when it hit that week, and just start building. Yeah. I want to sell it out. So make sure it's sold out when it opened back up.
Well, I'm glad you guys are open now. So like during the pandemic, dude, were you losing your mind, bro? You couldn't get on stage.
Oh, man. Yeah, I tell you, my grandmother passed. Couldn't get on stage. Me and my girl kind of broke it off before the year kicked in. Yeah, I was kind of
feeling down, man.
I didn't want to tell nobody, but I'm sitting there like, damn. And I was trying to fight through it. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, you got to do something. I just started walking every day. So I go to the lake. The water is my safe place. So I go to the lake front is right here. So I go walk like 5 miles a day. I started doing that probably around August or something.
Okay.
But it's still like that whole time before August. And then when the shows open back up, I'm like, yeah, that one show. And months again without anything. So I just started writing a lot of sketches and stuff. So my brother's he graduated from film school like 2 years ago. So we're going to put him to work. We just started shooting those yesterday. And like I said, the podcast and stuff, all that. So I got to become that guy. You know what I mean? I got to execute. Everything's going to have my name on it. So
yeah,
after all this time, I can sit back and blame everybody for me not getting anything. So now, okay. You're about to be down there 50, bro. Like you need to take responsibility for your own thing. So, you know, whoever called on that team, put them on.
That's why this show is called, my podcast is called Homeschooled. Besides that, I was homeschooled, but, but besides that, it's like, because dude, we have to do everything ourselves. We had to teach ourselves to do everything. It's like, you just wanted to be a comedian. And now I got to learn how to edit video and audio and, you know, and how to create a website, and I got to keep up my social media. It's like, I didn't know how to do any of that stuff. I still barely do. Like, if you want me, like, if a comic hits me up and they go, hey, dude, I said something I didn't want to on your podcast. Can you edit it out? And I'm like, if it's in the beginning or the end, but if it's in the middle, you're fucked, bro. It's staying. Like, I'm not that good.
Make sure I recorded the damn thing. Man.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But we have to do this stuff ourselves, bro. Like, you just put your name on everything. Everything's self-made and self-promoted.
Yeah. Because it's like, I'm not out there like I was. You know, like I said, I went to open mic Wednesday, and I was like, I can't be here, man. No disrespect to them, you know. Yeah. I used to go to spots. I come in the high all the time, just sit in the back and watch the show.
Yeah,
you know, I learn from their mistakes or whatever, or learn from whatever they whatever talent they got. But I'm like, I can't do this no more. Like, I can't do it. I used to be the biggest supporter of that shit. Yeah. I cannot sit there and watch this. I'm not going up. I don't want to see 70 motherfuckers going on stage. I'm like, no. If you got a show, if you got at least 5 comics, that's all I want to see. That's the most comics I want to see on the show.
Yeah.
Other than the main, I want to see the host, the feature, the headline. If not, give me a bunch of features and the host, and that's the show. I cannot do 75 people getting on stage. It's just too much.
Yeah.
Unless I'm recruiting for talent, that's the only way I sit there.
I couldn't do it anymore either, man. And people might listen to that and think, like, oh, you guys think you're too good for it. And it's not that. It's just, if we don't, we did it for so long, and it's like, if we don't ever give ourselves boundaries, who will?
You gotta give yourself boundaries.
If we don't promote ourselves, who's gonna do it?
No disrespect. And I had that was one of the questions I asked a lot of comics I interviewed. I'm like, man, so, like, what do you think of open mics? Are they relevant for well, yeah. I think it's always important to get on stage and just go up. I'm like,
you know,
I say each his own. Like, everybody works out different. And, you know, if that's what y'all feel, yeah, go out and do it. But other than that, nah, I'm not about to sit there.
I mean, after pandemic, I was ready to take anything. I was ready to take anything just to be on stage. But you know what they have out here in L.A., and I'll do these sometimes. These I don't mind. They started doing this a lot. They started doing mics where they limit to, like, maximum 10, and everybody does 5 minutes each. But they do them every hour. So they, like, you do a mic, you go in there, there's 10 of you, they lock the door, no one's allowed to leave. You have to stay and support everybody. But it's only 10.
That first time, it'd be pissed.
Yeah, but they do one every hour, though. So it's like, and sometimes it's not even 10, sometimes there's 8, and it's 5 minutes each, and then they let you out, and they let the next set of people in. So I'll do that sometimes, because it's not so, you're only sitting there for maybe 7 other guys.
That's like basketball. You know what I mean? We got next. The next team hits the court. Like, that's what it is. That's not a bad idea.
It does suck to go first, though, because then you're like, man, I got to sit here for all these dudes, and I already went on.
They doing raffle names, too? They doing the names, too? You put a name?
I mean, it's only 10, and we're all stuck there. Like, who gives a shit? You know what I mean? I think that some of them do raffle. Some of them do the order that you signed up. So, because you sign up online now, like, you don't have to go there. You book your spot in advance, and you can do, if you want to do 2 sets back to back, you can do both hours. You can go, like, I'm gonna do the 6 o'clock, I'm gonna do the 7 o'clock, and then that way in the first, because 5 minutes ain't that long. Guys like you and me have been doing this a while. We got longer bits, so it'll take me a whole bit in 5 minutes, like one.
Right.
So I'll do the early show and the late one. It's not a bad idea. But I mean, a lot of them are paid. I mean, paid to play type deal. It's like $5. It's I don't do them all the time, but when I do want to work on something, and after a pandemic, dude, there's nothing going on. I'm like, but things are starting to pick up. I was fortunate in the year 2020 to actually have gigs. Like, I had like 4 gigs.
Oh, okay.
Other states. You know, the red states that opened. I went to Arizona. Before we got locked down, I did. I was in Canada in early 2020, and then what else did I do? I did Philly and something else. Okay. I think Sacramento.
Okay. Yeah, I'm about to spread myself out soon. I think I booked Atlanta at the beginning of June, and I'm gonna be in Vegas the last week of June.
Nice, man. You know, it's just. Yeah. At the time, I was like, I'll take whatever, and I'm fortunate. I have a lot of, you know, friends that I've worked with over the years that threw me some work, and you know, we do whatever the hell we
can. I don't take advantage of that, though, man. Honestly, I don't. And my mom, like, you're stupid. You know him. Call him now. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't.
Well, I never ask anybody nothing.
I will never do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't hit up people. Like, they call me, you know what I mean? I've never been one to be like, hey, can I open for you on that gig? Like, I never do that.
I'm so crazy, like, I don't know. I'd be pacing the floor if I pick up the phone to call them, and then I'd text them. Like, Sam Conroe will be here in July, so. Mm-hmm. But I just got a gig for that weekend somewhere else. But he has a Thursday show, so I'm going to call him. I actually did hit him up a few months ago, and he had to get the shows were canceled because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers that went back up. But he said, man, with this stuff going on, I kind of don't want to, I don't even talk to the guests anymore. You know what I mean? I don't even talk to the people in the audience because I'm afraid I'm going to take this back home to my kids.
Yeah.
So he said, when it opens back up, though, he said, man, anytime I'm in the area, I'm going to call you. So I don't know how comfortable he is now because I haven't called him, but I might wind up hitting him up.
Maybe he's been vaxxed.
If I don't, I go see the show at least.
Right. I gotcha. Yeah, I know a lot of comics that they got the vax and now they're feeling more comfortable to go out and travel again.
Yeah, I just got the shot on Friday. My second was Friday.
So. You had your second one? Did you have a weird reaction?
Arm hurt it. My arm was hurting like a motherfucker. I did this side first and this side. I'm like, damn, man, I can't even do nothing. So then I was sore from working out, and I'm like, I can't even do shit. I just laid in the bed Saturday. I ain't do shit.
I know a lot of people that said the second shot gave them like the shakes and stuff.
It didn't bother me as bad. The first one gave me the shakes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But I'm not used to being sick, but
yeah,
they already told me before it happened, so I wasn't like it was a surprise. I didn't fall out or nothing. I had to leave work. You know how people, man, I had to leave work and I was sick. I had to pull over. I'm like, it wasn't nothing like that. My arm is still kind of paining right here, but it's okay. I'll get through.
Yeah.
I've been trying before, so.
You know, man, I'm glad things are picking up and I'm excited to do some work. And that's all, man. I just want to be on stage. And I'm glad to know I'm not alone. I was wondering but how things were in Chicago. But, I mean, we all went through it, dude.
Them guys are working. I just haven't, like I said, I'm making the schedule today.
Yeah.
When they open, it's just like gangbusters. Matter of fact, here, they don't have headlining spots. All they have is those 10-minute spots for all these comics.
Like showcase stuff. Okay.
Yeah, showcase shows. I haven't even sent my bills to them.
Yeah.
Yet because I don't feel like I'm ready. But time it comes, I booked this show 2 months ago and it's already here.
Yeah.
So I gotta get ready regardless. So when I did the show Thursday, I was a little nervous. And as soon as I started talking, I heard my voice through the mic. I was like, the speakers. I was like, yeah. Hitting with that first. The second one, like, y'all ready?
Yeah.
Start kicking the ass.
Would you go to a mic at least just to, for your first, like, would you go to a mic just to, dust the mic off?
I got it right here. I got a mic and a speaker right here. Like, this is my workout. This is Kobe numb in the gym by himself. Like, I hear my voice in that speaker, I'm good. So,
hilarious.
I go watch some. Just to get the vibe in the room. All I need is feel the vibe in the room, and I'm okay with it. But me sitting there, and no disrespect.
No, I know.
Guys, understand what they're going through, and I told Scipio before, like, man, I think I stayed too long, but because I bombed at like 07, and when I came back from that Miami bomb, I said I'm gonna stay at these open mics until I'm just good at this shit. I was there 5 years. I could have easily like made me like a pinpoint presentation, like, okay, this year you do this and had a goal set. Nah, I stayed at the mic 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, you
did. When I'm like, okay, you better than that. I go do a show, I'm like, I'm killing this shit. But it feel like I missed my opportunity, but you're good. Yeah. But,
you did your sentence, bro. You lived out your sentence.
I did my whole, like, you cannot tell me about when Vince Royale called me to introduce me on the show and called me the king of the open mics.
Oh.
I was like, I have to stop doing open
mics. That's how you know that's
I am the best worst motherfucker in comedy.
That's how you know to stop doing mics right there.
Yeah.
Like, damn,
dude. I moved back here and I have to pay to get on stage. I'm like, what?
Okay. Yeah.
And everything's a showcase show. So I'm with it.
You're one of those comics. You're like one of those dudes now. It's like, man, I ain't going back to prison. I'll die. I'll die before I go back.
You myself.
You ain't putting me in that cage. Where is Vince Royale?
You gonna kill me out here, Vince? I don't know who Vince is.
I haven't seen that dude. He's out here.
He's still out there, I think. Oh, did he move to New York? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Haven't seen him.
You haven't seen that dude in a long time.
He's in L.A. He's in California.
Man, everybody left.
Perry's his manager. This guy Perry is his manager.
Oh, okay.
Magic. I can't even say it. Perry wouldn't manage me. So
he wouldn't manage you? Oh, okay.
Right. I think I asked him. He's like, oh, okay. And he never said anything. I don't know if Perry watching it. I get a fucking.
Who knows people's reasoning? You're not what we're looking for right now. We're looking for somebody a little diverse.
I remember being at the Ha Ha a lot, and I ran to a comic from Chicago. It wasn't a black comic. It was a white guy. I'm not going to say his name. But I always seen him performing in Chicago, Zany's headlining and shit. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go and ask him what it takes. And, you know, and can I open for him?
Yeah.
And so I went up, and I was kind of at the Ha Ha a lot. So they threw me up, and I was used to the stage, and I go up and perform. And he watches the show, and he tells me after the show, like, you're going to be great when you headline. He didn't say, I'm not booking you.
Yeah.
You're going to be great when you headline. So I'm like, what, are you scared? You know what I'm saying? If I'm good enough to do the shit, put me on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nah, you're going to be great when you headline. I'm like, I don't know if that's a disrespect or a compliment. So,
does that mean I don't want to follow you?
Maybe that's it. Because I did put a lot of effort in that. Mm. You know, when there's something on the line, you're like, oh, I'm about to show your ass. So that's how I was that day with them little 5 minutes I had. So I worked that $5 that day.
That $5 paid off that day in a way. Yeah, dude. Everybody, half the comics moved to either Austin, and then everybody else just moved back to where they came from. And, you know, I'm from LA. Like, where am I gonna go? This is home. I thought about going to Austin, dude. To tell you the truth, I booked a flight to go look at apartments, and I just didn't go. I just didn't even get on the plane. I was in Oregon first, and it was like in the summer, and I kept looking at the weather in Texas, going like, dude, it's 110 right now, and humid. And I'm just like, I don't want to go there right now. Then I go, if I can't go there in the summer, how am I going to live there? So I just didn't even get on the plane. And then I did go to Austin. I was like a month ago, a couple weeks ago. And I was featuring for Tripoli. And I don't know if you know Sam Tripoli.
Sam Tripoli.
Yeah, dude.
I knew Sam when I started in 04. Me, him, this guy named Ramsey Moore, and Owen Benjamin was there. and there was a couple of nights Patrice O'Neal would come in.
Really?
It was on Hollywood Boulevard. Yeah, where the spot was. And Ramsey was a Boston comic. Mm-hmm. So they knew him, but I knew Ramsey through my improv buddy. So when I started doing stand-up, I was just going there and performing. That's how I met them.
Oh, really? So, man. Yeah,
this was like my first few months into stand-up on a regular basis. So, yeah, I knew Sam from then.
Yeah, Sam's come up, dude. Sam's come up a long way. He's his following right now is kind of crazy, and I mean he's killing it. And I went to go feature for him, and in Austin. And you know what, dude? I ran into everybody. I went and checked out like a bunch of comedy rooms while I was there, not just the one place we were at. We went and checked out everything and hung out, and we knew everybody. Like you would have known everybody. Everybody that was a store guy, or everybody that was a door guy at a comedy club. They all are now at a door guy at some club or some room over there. Everybody moved. And you know what, dude? I wouldn't move there. They're all like, bro, you got to make the move here. You know.
You're just going to be patient.
I'm sure there's nice places in Austin. I can't afford those places. And the comedy rooms, I mean, it is affordable to live there, but it's actually kind of raising pretty fast because everyone's moving there. The prices go up and up and up. But the comedy rooms are not in the nice neighborhoods. The comedy rooms are to be honest with you, they make LA's homeless problem look like we don't have a problem. And really? Yeah, and there's like way too many rooms, way too many comics, and it's like you in the same situation you were in LA. It's just as competitive, and it, you know, there's no major clubs. There's only 2-3 major clubs, and you know what, man? It's like I can live there and I can do all their shows, but 90% of them are shitty. Or I can live here and I can fly back twice a year and do the good shows, which is how I'm looking at it.
Right. Even when it opens up, I think I'm going to be – I got to connect in Atlanta, and I told you about Vegas. And I'm probably going to add L.A. to it. So, like, every fourth week of the month, I'm going to be in either one of those three cities.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be around comedians. Because, like, when she passed away last year, I woke up the next morning. I was like, I can really just do what I want.
Yeah.
I'm not married. I don't have any kids. Comedy is all it is. So I need to be moving around.
Yeah.
And, then I had a car wreck. Somebody ran into my ass and totaled my car.
Oh, damn.
And it made me think a lot. Like, I'm like, oh, this can be it. So, like, you really need to just do everything you need to do because I could have really been hurt.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you weren't, man.
Yeah, probably even worse. So I'm like, I'm ready to just go at it. So, yeah, definitely I'm going to do my best to whenever I hit the stage, it's just really – I'm just ready. I'm just ready to go full throttle, give me my scheduling. I get off when I see a date. When they say, you got these dates, bet, let's go.
Yeah.
So, dude. That dude hit me with, a couple hours ago with the dates in a row. I'm like, yes, let's go.
That's awesome, man. I'm glad to hear that. I say stay at a place where your overhead is low. And every now and then, every couple months, you can just fly to the big comedy cities. If it's Austin, if it's LA, whatever the hell it is, it's like, and you know enough comics that you can crash on couches. It's like,
right. You
got low rent at home, you're near family, and then when you want to, it's just like, yeah, I'll go hang out with the comedy scenes and do some spots, and you know what I mean. That's the best way to do it for now, anyway, because no one really knows what's going to happen to the store, to the Laugh Factory. We don't really know. You know, so it's like
that it's not open yet. Like,
yeah,
y'all can't do half capacity or nothing. Like, what is that? I know the Ha Ha is open though.
Ha Ha is open on the patio.
Oh, it's on the patio. Oh,
have you been to the new Ha Ha?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, they got that big patio space now, so they're doing shows on the patio. But I just read
the same.
Huh?
The bathroom still smells the same. Like, how do you think down the street?
It's one sewer line that ran from that street to that street.
You bring the smell to the other building. Yeah.
No, man, but what was I going to tell you about? I've just read that the store said that this weekend they're going to open the main room to a certain capacity. I think it's like their anniversary. So they're going to do like a little trial and see how it goes.
Oh, okay. Just for a day.
Yeah. But everybody thinks that Austin's going to be the comedy city. Some people say, no, stay in L.A. It's going to be the L.A. city. Dude, stay wherever your overhead is low and watch what happens. Yeah. And just see. And then you can travel in the meantime and then make your decision, you know.
Yeah. And like you said, like, you're comic. So, like, just figure it out wherever you are. Go fly where you need to fly to.
Exactly.
Do some shows. We know enough comics, especially as long as we've been in it.
Yeah.
I mean, you in town, whoever's in town, like, hey, man, I need this place to crash. I mean, I got another bedroom in there, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm going to live here. No, I don't know about that shit. Come visit.
Yeah, dude, just come do some spots and then fly back.
I'm going to live with Ronnie Ray. No, you can't.
But you can do the same. You could do the same with them. Like, you can you can be like, yo, if you're ever out in Chicago, you know, come crash on my couch or whatever. And you know what, dude? Like you said, you're single and you don't have any, you're not married, you don't have any kids. Something that I always think that I should do, but I'm married. This wouldn't exactly work for me, is I would say to comics all day, like, yo, you want to do a month of like house swap? Like, you want to come run, you want to come hang out in Chicago and get to know these clubs? I'll go hang out in, you know, LA for a month and we'll just literally swap houses. And I mean, if you have a comic that you're close with that would do that with you, like, I would do that all the time. Just to every city, I'll you know, establish a relationship at a club. But I'm married; I can't be going away a month at a time. So
you can't do that,
dude. You're not married; you don't have kids.
Even girls that I'm cool with, even the girls that kind of like me a little bit, will be mad at me. So it's like, No, I can't stay long. It's like if you, I can't be going that long without them. Like, so you out there with another chick, but like, we ain't together. You can't trip on me. But I was just mean to talk to you. I'm sorry, man.
Man.
I've been fortunate to know good people. And the last few times I was there, like my old improv buddy, writing partner, he had left me the keys to his house. He was out of town. And the last time I was there, Scipio left me the keys and I stayed at his place. So now that guy who left that my
Uh-oh. He froze. Oh, there we go.
Like, yeah. So Scipio lived with his lady, so it's like,
yeah.
I ain't got nowhere to stay. Come back. So I got somewhere to stay. I just can't stay on here. But yeah, it's like, yeah, you know, I know enough. I stayed there long enough, so I know enough people.
Yeah, and exactly.
If not, I just I get a hotel. Shit, if it's that important.
Yeah, you know.
Do it expensive.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing. And you got Airbnbs, bro. You can literally stay in someone's room in their house if you really had to. If worst came to worst, it's not that expensive.
I know people who live like that now.
Yeah.
They don't have no fuck. They can stay in Airbnbs. Like, I got a place to stay for the week. I'm gonna go look around here. I'm like, damn, you still doing that shit?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nomads.
Right. That's what
I'm that nomad That's life.
I'm not doing that shit.
I'm with you, man. Well, dude, this has been great catching up with you, man. I'm glad that you had a time to come on and catch up. It's been good to see you.
I ain't even feel like it was an interview. You ain't go backstory. Like, so you were born what year? You ain't asking nothing. Open mics are bullshit. Started the show like that.
That's how I like it, dude. Dude, just conversational, catching up with you. It's been great. Everybody, if you're in the Chicago area, Zanies, it's May 4th, right? Go out and support.
Comedy show, man. Yeah, coming back.
Go see Ronnie Ray. He was funny when I started. So I can only imagine now. you've always been funny, dude.
I better be okay.
You better be constantly progressing.
I'm gonna be disappointed. Like, you didn't laugh once. Would kill my self esteem if they don't laugh at least twice in that damn show.
If you come back to visit, dude, hit me up. I'll meet you up somewhere, and vice versa. If I go out there in Chicago, let's meet up.
I'll probably be calling you soon because I got my podcast network, and I'm about to do some different stuff with comedy. So I want to do Q&A. Definitely have you on that.
Oh, sweet.
It's another one I got. Well, I'm gonna have two comics. So. Yeah, let me know who you cool with, because I want to have you guys, us three, talk at once.
I'm cool with mostly everybody, man. I'll say this last thing before we go, is that I recently, like we're talking days ago, was booked on a show and then unbooked on the show because a partner of the person who booked me said, oh, you booked him? Nah, get him off the show. And then they called me and were like, hey, this person said that you should call them and squash the beef before I give you another date. And I'm like, I don't have beef with that person. And he's like, well, they think you do. And then I go, I remember having something with him. Ronnie Ray, we're talking about 8 years ago. We had a little misunderstanding. And I remember we squashed it at the time, too. I remember I was like, anyway, sorry about that, man. And I've seen him since then. Like, we were cool, but... So I think basically they wanted me to call them up and kiss their ass a little bit to get on the show. I'm like, I ain't kissing nobody's ass to get a spot. I don't need a spot. You know what I mean? Yeah, like,
okay. You can't say who it is.
So I just was I basically hit him up and was like, dude, not only was it 8 years ago, but we just had a pandemic where people died. You know what I mean? We all got depression from not being able to see each other and hang with in our environment and get on stage. And I was like, life is too short to be holding on to petty things, dude. Like, it's after a pandemic. You want to talk about that? It was something small 8 years ago. And we, you know, so it's just like, dude, like, I got no beef with you. Like, we're in the same boat. We're fucking, you know, we're brothers with the same finish line. You know what I mean? And we're all, I hate to use that term, but we're all in this together. But it's, you know what I mean, dude? It's like, I ain't got room for, there's enough hate in the world. I don't need no comic petty shit, you know? So, anybody you got on your show, I'm fine with. Hopefully, they're fine with me.
Did it get squashed? You don't know.
It got squashed. I think I kind of made it embarrassing for him to hold on to it.
Okay, man. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, There's only love between us. That's it. Just there's only that's all. That's what more do we need?
You had to go and bring the pandemic up and shit.
Yeah, like bro, really? It's like when I see a comic after the pandemic. It was like, bro, you're still doing that joke you were doing 4 years ago. You didn't write no new jokes during the pandemic. You know,
I had like two new bits. Nah, still though. That was one thing I was kind of like, yo, this shit. I'm about to play the fuck out the ones I know, though.
Yeah.
I'm about to see some extra act outs. Yeah, well, but no, it's all good. Yeah, man.
It's
yeah,
good to I see you, man.
Pick you up, man. You too, man. Thanks for reaching out.
On Instagram, you're, what is it, at Ronnie Ray, I think?
Comedian Ronnie Ray at Comedian Ronnie Ray.
Comedian Ronnie Ray. And guys, go see a show at Zany's in Chicago May 4th. And that's it, man. It's been great. Let's keep in touch. If I hear anything in your neighborhood, I'll throw it your way, and hopefully vice versa, dude.
Yeah, man. Oh, Comedian Ronnie Ray on YouTube, too. I need more people on there.
Yeah. Me, yeah. Too. I always forget to say that. Guys, Augustino Zoida on YouTube. I gotta get those numbers up. Go subscribe.
Monetize, bro. So, yeah. Right on, man. Yeah, same thing for you, man. Whenever you're in town, let me know.
Thank you, man. Thank you, dude. All right, bro. Have a great night.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for calling in.
You too, man.
Peace. Go ahead and sign off because I got to do my outro and stuff. Word. Guys, that was Ronnie Ray. Man, when I tell you guys, known him since I started. I'm talking about since I started. Like, that dude was already funny. I think he's got some years on me as far as stand-up, but that dude was already funny when I first started, and I remember when he moved back to Chicago, we just kind of lost touch, but we still followed each other on social media. I see that he's doing things, and I'm really glad to hear that, you know, after pandemic, and I felt what he was saying about just really feeling down with everything that happened to him, and I felt similar, and it's slowly starting to go away as things come back, and I'm glad to hear he's working. I want to give a big thank you to Ronnie Ray for calling in today. I want to give a big thank you to all of you, the Homeschool Podcast listeners, who continue to support, and if you're new, thank you for giving us a try today. Please hit subscribe. We have great guests. We have great conversations, whether it be about stand-up comedy or art in general. We have great artists on here and interesting people who share their journey and continue to come back here as we document the journey. And don't forget that Only Love Can Save the World, which, by the way, that's our new t-shirt. Only Love Can Save the World. It's a dope-ass design. It's a great way to support the Homeschool Podcast. Head to homeschooledpod.com. Click on merch, and you'll see. I mean, we got stickers, coffee mugs, t-shirts, sweatshirts. It's all on there. If you guys can pick something up, it supports the show. We have other designs, too. But our newest one is Only Love Can Save the World. It's for my tour this year, which my tour this year is called the Only Love Can Save the World Tour, which is super important. Like I said, when I was telling Ronnie between me and that other dude, I ain't got no room for hate. There's no more room for hate in this world. So I got nothing but love for anybody. If you got beef with me, I'm sorry, but I got nothing but love for you. I'm willing to work with anybody and squash anything. And you know, we just need a little love. That's the only thing that's going to save us. So keep going, guys. Have a great week. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you later in the week. I'm Augustino Zoida. Homeschoolpod.com. See you guys next time. Peace. Homeschool Podcast.
Homeschool.
The Homeschool Podcast. Why? Because he was homeschooled.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I don't want to do that at all.